Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. Today is Thursday, May 3rd, 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Our theme tonight is returning from Portugal. I just returned after 10 days in Portugal, and rarely have I had a trip that was this informative and rejuvenating. I arrived on the 21st of April and had a weekend of discussion about the European situation with a group that had gathered various friends and colleagues from Portugal, Switzerland, and Germany. And Portugal is a very beautiful country, and the people are pretty wonderful. So a very interesting first 2 days. Then I spent Monday, the first business day, with a company that C-Lane, my investment advisory company, owns, and the investors own, and spent another day following, visiting their operations around Lisbon. It was very impressive management and plans. They're fighting the same kind of short selling we saw in the mining stocks. Well, we're probably still seeing it in the mining stocks, but it was pretty fierce in 2005. When right before I left for Portugal, Bloomberg published a chart of the day showing that the market capitalization of Apple had essentially reached the total market capitalization of publicly traded stocks in Spain, Portugal, and Greece, which is, to me, ridiculous, but it shows you the extent of the sort of the beatdown going on in Europe. The number of banks with expensive storefronts in Lisbon absolutely boggled the mind. How could any place possibly afford this many banks? And how could these banks possibly afford this much real estate? The answer is they can't. I then left Lisbon and went south with friends to a water symposium in Tamara. There were 22 countries represented, incredible water experts from all over the world, including the top ones from Austria, India, and an amazing group from Slovakia, of all places. There's a great German expert on small footprint technology who was there. Tamara is a community that is prototyping restoring the land with lakes with the help of Sepp Holzer, who's a world-famous permaculturalist from Austria. And then Jürgen Kleinwachter has a technology lab that's prototyping doing small footprint technology, solar water, both power systems and engines. And the group was really focused on issues of fundamental and real productivity, restoring the land, rebuilding soil, growing fresh food and other agricultural products, using renewable energy, and finding ways of living together in a positive way. You can, if you're interested, you can find the symposium brochure posted on the blog. It's maybe down off the homepage, but if you just keep following the commentaries, it's there. Or if you do a search for Tamara, T-M-E-R-A, you'll find it. What was surprising to me when I posted it is how much response I got from subscribers and readers and clients on how interested people are in water. And I think particularly as we experience these weird weather patterns, droughts in different parts of the world, we're finally beginning to understand how essential aligning ourselves in the land with water and using water well is important. I learned a lot at the symposium about how to communicate issues of economic and financial models. There's not a lot of clarity about what's happening, what the current models are, and what models might work and why. And it's always been a challenge for me to try and help a group reach clarity about those issues, just because in a lot of the groups that I go to who are interested in this, there's not a lot of literacy on economic and financial models. Anyway, so I learned a lot from the group gathered that's helping me, that I think will help me write the book that I've been writing and hope to have done by the end of the summer. The unemployment in Europe is clearly very, very significant. I was in Portugal, not Spain, but it's reported that real unemployment in Spain is as much as 50% among the young people. The government re-engineering the debt is simply shifting resources up from the social safety net and from people up into the banks. There's clearly a giant sucking sound upwards. Unemployment and austerity is simply transferring resources to the banking system for fraudulently induced paper that was not invested in things that were productive. in many cases. And so as a result, the productive part of the economy is being destroyed. To see the what the euro zone rules have done to really take productive land in southern Portugal and convert it to, you know, something approaching desert is frightening to watch. And the sort of waste of very, very talented young people equally. There was a great team of young people from Lisbon who were working on building new media, and some very creative and amazing farmers. It inspired me to want to get all this creative small farmers to get together globally, because they're what an amazing group of people. This kind of consolidation is destroying wealth, and unfortunately it's destroying the very wealth you need to pay off the debt. So if you keep increasing the debt and destroying the wealth you need to pay off the debt, you can only go to three places ultimately. And this is exactly what I said in 1994 that got my journey started, my Popsicle Index journey started. One is depopulation and greater poverty. Another is introducing new technology, including technology that's been suppressed. We talk a lot about that on the Solari Report. And third is to change the financial and economic model, to get off the central banking warfare model and prototype new models that can sort of rebalance the global economy in a wealth-building way. Most of the people I met from throughout Europe, they were from Europe, the Middle East, Asia, a few people from Africa. They're clear that the current model is systematically destroying wealth. They don't understand why, and they're interested in finding new models, which is what the focus was on. And clearly, rebuilding the soil and aligning water with the land is at the heart of anything that's wealth building.